I'm Erin Lolich. I'm the director of the Oregon Response to Intervention Project, which is a partnership between the Oregon Department of Education and Tiger-Tualatin School District. Because RTI is a system, and in order to maintain a high level of fidelity and have a really effective system, we think an entire district needs to be on board and supporting each other. There are 32 different school districts that we work with, and we start with a district leadership team, and we begin by training that team. The team is comprised of a variety of district office administrators. Elementary principals are required to be on that team, each and every one of them within a school district. And then a number of teachers are involved, both classroom teachers and specialists. So English language learner teachers are represented, special education teachers, literacy coaches. So the team comes together and we provide up front, we provide typically 4 days of training to that team over the course of 2 months. We provide specific training in each one of the tiers. So tiers 1, tier 2, tier 3. And our focus initially is on reading instruction. So what should tier 1 reading instruction look like? We would make sure that the leadership team has a common foundation and understanding. We'd focus on concepts like core instruction and curriculum should meet the needs of at least 80% of your students. Otherwise, the focus really needs to be on how can we enhance our core. When we move into tier 2 instruction, we work with teams on matching skills and skill deficits to the proper intervention. And the big idea that intervention should be in addition to core instruction. That's often a novel concept for teams, and they need a lot of training on why. Why is that? And then how do we make that happen? So we dive into scheduling and master schedules in an elementary building. From there, we move on to tier 3 instruction. And so there we work with teams on how do you intensify an intervention or change an intervention to match a student's needs, and then take teams through the problem-solving process. If a student continues to struggle, what are the different components we need to problem-solve our way through so that we can ensure that a student gets the very strongest intervention? We work on assessments. We go through what are the purposes of different assessments, and then we really target screening and progress monitoring because those are the most important assessments as part of the RTI system. We also do work around disaggregating statewide assessment data and behavior data. And then we move into learning disabilities. So shifting people's perceptions about what a learning disability is, why it's so important to identify students early, and how to use intervention data in place of standardized tests if we're going to use RTI as an LD identification model, which is one of the purposes of our project. We find that district leadership teams also need to have specific training in systems change, how to have that big picture perspective, to understand the stages of implementation, and that systems change across the school district is a multi-year process, and that has its starts and stops, and you know the pieces where you need to go back and start again. Districts need help in prioritizing and then thinking about how are we going to sustain this system over the long haul. What's most challenging about implementing RTI is for districts to reprioritize their funding and thinking about what's the most important thing we do in our school district and how are we going to reallocate our resources to match that priority. RTI is not a program, it's a system, it's a way of thinking. And in order for it to be an effective system, the entire school district needs to be working together to achieve the same goal. I think in Tiger-Tualatin, our huge success lies in the fact that our superintendent is really clear about the importance of reading instruction and the way we function together. And he could tell you almost as much as I could about how our RTI system functions in our district. And so could any of our instructional assistants that implement interventions. So that alignment has really been important for us as a school district. And I see the same thing happening in many Oregon school districts that are successful in RTI implementation is they really work together as a team at all levels. And that teaming piece is really the key to successful RTI implementation.